It's time to get fat and stuff.
It's time for a bonus pod, bitches.
Yeah, that too.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast, where we talk about fitness, food,
motivation.
And general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch Roberts.
Motivation.
So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
Yeah, I have your motivation right here. Don't be fat like me. That's all the motivation you should have. I should just show you a picture of my fat belly every day. That's what I should do on the Fat to Fit or Else Instagram. Just put a picture of my fat belly, you look at it and be like, man, I don't want to be fat like that. I swear, every time I see a photo of myself now, I realize I look like my grandpa. And here's the crazy thing. I am the age now that my grandfather was when he died. He died very unexpectedly and very young, in his 50s, and I was eight or nine when my grandfather died. And I remember that, but I also remember what he looked like, and now I will look in the mirror, and I've been wearing my glasses a lot lately, not just my old man reading glasses that I have to wear, but I have some prescription non-reading glasses, which are really a pain in the ass when you need reading glasses, because you have to take them off to read anything or to look at your phone or anything up close, because there's that going on. Being old is not fun, and my grandfather wore glasses, and so it's the glasses, I think. And I'm just like, dude, I look like my, not even, it's not like, hey, I look like my dad. No, I look like my grandpa. That's what I know. Ah, he was a good man. He's a World War II hero is what he was. Went into Nazi Germany and whooped some ass. He did. And he went into, we don't know exactly all the stories. He's one of those people that saw real, really horrible things in war and didn't talk about it. But he did have a sword that he, I'm assuming, took off of a dead SS officer, because it had all that stuff on it. But it was a sword, and it was a very fancy sword, and it was a lion head, and it had ruby eyes, and it had the swastikas on it and all that stuff, and it was like some higher-ranking officer. I don't know if he killed the guy or what it is, but he definitely brought a sword home that was taken off of a dead Nazi. And that is all I know. My cousin now has it, because my grandfather's been dead forever and ever. And then it stayed in the house in the gun case in Alabama, where I am from, with my grandmother until she passed away. And then after that, my uncle had it. And then my uncle passed it on to my cousin, and my cousin now has it. At one point, this is why my cousin has it, actually, before, because my uncle's now deceased as well, but he was going to look up the family and give it back to them, and we said, that's a dead Nazi. You can't give that back. That was a bad guy. It wasn't like a German soldier. It's not like the German people were bad, but the Nazis were bad. You can't give it back to, like, a SS stormtrooper. That's bad. You can't do that. And so then my cousin went and took it from him. So that it stayed in the family, and it's still here somewhere. But it's, I imagine, you wouldn't want to be selling Nazi memorabilia, but that's exactly what it is. It's even got engraving on the blade in German, and I know at one point it was translated, and I forgot what it said, but something on the blade that was grounded. Incredibly fancy sword, but you got to think, you were a fancy dude if you were walking around with a sword during a war when everyone else had guns with bayonets on them and hand grenades and stuff. But yeah, I do. The only story I have from my grandfather in World War II is that he, at some point, they had pushed the Nazis all the way in across the Rhine River, and then the Nazis pushed back really hard, and they ended up literally in the water, just getting shot up like fish in a barrel until the reinforcements arrived and saved him. And he was in there praying his butt off that he would live. And after that, didn't swim or didn't like to go in the lake or the river or anything like that. And that's all I know. But anyway, long sidebar of my grandfather's World War II efforts. I am old. I am so old. I'm the age of my grandfather. That's just crazy right now. All right, I watched Thursday Night Football last night. That was really good. The Packers are better than I thought, because the Lions are fantastic, and the Packers gave them all they could handle on that game last night. Really, really good. I like that I have Amazon Prime, so I can watch all that stuff. But I have stuff to talk about with you guys. Also, shout out to everybody that got in on the sale at Spira on the Thanksgiving Black Friday sale, which basically went Wednesday through Monday. And there was that 40% off of everything site-wide. So I have talked to the Mean Spira lady, and apparently the sale went very well, and a lot of people bought shoes. So if you're one of those, thank you. That's awesome. They're a good company, good people, and the WaveMaxes are really good shoes, and I love me those. Now, speaking of ladies, ladies, if you are a lady, I have a headline that will alarm you, and it says basically how your perfume could be killing you. Spritzing on your perfume may feel good, make you smell lovely, but doctors are warning that there's a hidden ingredient, possibly in your favorite fragrance, that could lead to a host of health problems, from insulin resistance and cardiovascular disease to hormone issues that can affect your fertility. Now, it's called Phthalates, Phthalates. Let's just call it that. They say they are common ingredients in cosmetics. In addition to perfumes, they can be found in nail polish, hairspray, shampoo, body washes, deodorants, and hand wash. Different kinds of these have different uses, but one called dibutyl phthalate, DBP, makes plastics more flexible and has been used in nail polishes to stop them from cracking. And then there's DMP, which also adds flexibility and is used in some hairsprays. But neither of those, the DBP or the DMP, are widely used these days. But the regular original one is used in perfumes to blend different fragrances together. And experts think steering clear is the best course of action for your health. They say they recommend avoiding added fragrances altogether in perfumes, scented lotions, shampoos, even scented detergents and antiperspirants. And this stuff is really, really dangerous. Now, here's why they say you should worry. Multiple studies have linked the phthalates to various health issues, including the heart disease, the obesity, insulin resistance, and diabetes, which is weird. You could be getting this from your perfume. I don't wear perfume, and I think I have all of those. A 2020 study also connected them to the body to ADHD problems in adolescence through perfume. Like, this is really bad stuff. They say experts also believe that their hormone disruptors, based on early research, that may have an impact on fertility in both sexes, male and female. It may disrupt the development of reproductive organs and cause issues in pregnancy and birth. They say that they are endocrine disruptors, which can interfere with hormonal and cellular function within the reproductive system. Now, you're like, this is crazy. Some of the fertility issues you can see from then are infertility, poor sperm parameters, poor egg quality, and miscarriages. This is from crap that's in perfume. I've never seen something that can cause such a wide range of issues outside of a COVID vaccine. They say for women, they warned that they've been linked to disruption in menstruation, ovulation dysfunction, and increased risk of endometriosis exposure could also cause girls to go into puberty earlier, according to a 2018 research by the University of California, Berkeley. They say it can cause similar issues for men, and this is all bad. Now, here's what's weird. They say that you really don't need to worry about it too much because it's a small dose that is in perfume. But I tell you this, they don't know how much perfume that bitch Sarah puts on herself that's in the cubicle next to you. You all got that person. Everybody got that person at work. Everybody's got that person at work. Did you smell them before you see them coming down the hallway? Yeah, they're dead. They're going to die. They're going to die of perfume overdose. So there are people that use way too much, and there's men that use way too much cologne. It's not just women here. but they say it is in fragrances in particular, and this stuff is very, very bad, and it is called Phthalates. That's what I'm going to call it. Phthalates. And it is bad news, so look for that in your scent, and if it's in there, get a new scent. All right. Now we're going to get into a story that says some words you should say. It's a doctor. His name is Dr. Amen. Amen, brother. That it is basically positive thinking, positive morning affirmations that will be able to get you around a negative mindset and give you an overall better day. And this guy, by the way, is a board-certified psychiatrist and brain imaging researcher. And he's got a lot of really famous clients like Bella Hadid, Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus, Meghan Trainor. And he says all of them say the mantra out loud to get the full effect. He recommends you start every day by saying out loud, "Today is going to be a great day." He maintains that these magic words are effective when spoken to yourself or to someone else. But you do that, and your subconscious mind begins to look for activities and moments. Now, here's one thing I will say. I do not have positive affirmations, but I start every single day praying. Every single day. And not just praying, being grateful and being thankful. I do that every single day before. When I open my eyes, I have a snore mask. I take that off. My dog then jumps on me and lays on me because he is in constant need of attention. And I always say a prayer. I start every single day with prayer, and I end every single day with prayer without fail. Every single day. I've been doing this for years, and I'm not the great case of positive affirmations, but I do find it to make me feel better. It's made me in a better mood. And the more I do that and the more time I spend doing that, the better I feel. So it's something. It's definitely something to it. There is a lot to have a positive mindset, and it'll get you through stuff, man. It will. But, yeah, this guy's just saying some phrases. Just a little bit of these phrases will get you going. There's also a story in here saying that a lot of college-aged men, there's a thing going around where they're doing the whole, they call them honey packets, but let's be more stretch here and say they are liquor store boner pills. And if you're in college and you need a boner pill, there's a serious issue with you, or you're doing a lot of cocaine to make you not function down there. Because you don't need them. What they say people don't know is they're taking them thinking it makes them like a blue steel cat couldn't scratch it, hard as a rock, diamond hard jism pumper. And in reality, these have a lot of the active ingredients of Cialis and Viagra and things that are used for erectile dysfunction. And when you don't need them and you're taking them, it's not always so great. They say you can get blood pressure spikes, chest pain, vision changes, even heart attacks. If you remember, no joke, years ago when Lamar Odom he ended up having a stroke, and it was from taking boner pills. He took a bunch of them, and he ended up having a stroke, and it was the same thing. I think they were liquor store. It wasn't Cialis or Viagra he was taking. He was at a whorehouse, I think in Vegas, and he stopped and bought boner pills along the way, and he took them, ended up having a stroke. So they say these things are really dangerous because they are just over-the-counter supplements that you can buy literally at the liquor store or the gas station, and they are not regulated by the FDA because they are supplements and not considered to be a real medication. Supplements are very dangerous if you take them wrongly. And if you're a young person, like I said, go ahead and keep the tallywhacker just going all natural until you absolutely have to have some boner pills later on in your life. And that is really good advice from your old Uncle Stretch Dog to you young bucks out there running around trying to slay all the does. Just saying. I'm just saying. Yep. And if you're a lady that wears too much perfume, you're going to die. If you're a guy that wears too much cologne, if it was true that everyone that wore too much would die, I'm just going to say there wouldn't be an Armenian community in Glendale would be wiped out if this was true of everyone that used too much fragrance. I'm just saying. I'm kind of mean and racist, if you haven't noticed. But that's because I'm old. And the good thing about being old is you can say really racist, mean stuff to people. And there's like, oh, that dude's old. All old people are mean and racist. So it's kind of cool. You can say really mean things and not get canceled. So I haven't been canceled yet, but then again, there's no one to cancel me. I guess they could kick me off my servers and stuff if they really wanted to. But in the meantime, I pay the monthly bill and this thing's on and it's free. So there's no one to report me to. And you could probably report me to that mean Spyro Lady. She might like to try to get rid of me, but I told you, I think her boss likes me. And I don't think, I'm sure she went and said, this guy's a pain in the ass. We got to get rid of him. He's an old racist, crazy man. That might do me in, but if for the most part, I'm probably good. Other than that, there's really no one to answer to here on Fat to Fit or Else. Huge news. They do call the show Fat to Fit or Else. Let's stick to the fat part. Fat people rejoice. It is time to sing and dance and put things down your pants because the McRib is back. The McRib. The McRib is back. There's no joking about the McRib. The McRib, I'll give it to McDonald's. They made this thing something that everyone loves, and then they take it on and off the menu, and they throw it in for just a couple of weeks or whatever, and people like to go to another thing they have these holiday pies in their pie section, and I would know this because I am fat. I don't know if you've seen me. And it's like almost like a vanilla pudding in the apple pie crust that they have, you know, the apple pies they have, and it's really freaking good. Their pumpkin pie thing is, they have the same thing, but with pumpkin pie and like a cream cheese filling in it too. That thing's really delicious as well. McDonald's may not be great quality, but damn, is they have some tasty things. Their ice cream machine, if and when it ever works, is really good. McFlurries are delicious. They have some things that are damn tasty at the Mickey D's. I will give them that. And the McRib is one of those. It's not even ribs, McRib. They should call it a McFaux rib because it's just pork pieces pressed into a rib-shaped patty. Kind of like their hash browns are hash browns shaped into an egg-shaped nugget and then fried, and they're delicious too. But yeah, the McRib is the same way. It's something else. I love me the McRib. The McRib and the Shamrock Shake. Those are just freaking wonderful. They are. I got to get back to working out. It's time for me to get back in shape. I got the new doctor. I talked to my doctor's office. And tell me if this is nice to you. Because I'm going to tell you it's not nice. I was horribly offended. I called my doctor. Remember I told you guys I lost my doctor. And my... No joking, my entire family was very upset. We love our doctor, and she is leaving. So I called and said, hey, I have an appointment that I have to come in for. I was supposed to get 2-month follow-up to this new drug they'd given me, a new cholesterol drug. Remember watching the cholesterol, because I have heart issues now. So we flipped to that. And they say, all right, the new doctor's coming in. It's a guy, he's this, and you'll like him. And this is so great. He's great for you because he's also a weight loss doctor. And I said, bitch, are you calling me fat? That's what I said to her. Because remember, old, rude, blunt, racist. All of those apply to me because I'm old. I'm an old white guy, an old entitled white guy that lives in a rich neighborhood, even though I'm far from rich. So all of that works for me. All those stereotypes work for me. And I can just be really blunt and let it fly. And she's like, well, no, he's just really good. And I know you need to keep your weight in check for diabetes. And I was like, I'll fight you. I'll fight you in the face. But we'll see how it goes. Have a doctor's appointment coming up on the 19th, I will be going in, getting a bunch of blood work, and also doing testing for that protein. And I'm interested in that, and I will give you an update on that too, because that is something that I want to pass. Anything I find throughout my atrocious health that I can use to help other people, I will. And my heart doctor told me there's probably a massive plaque buildup of calcium deposits all throughout my body. It's not just in my heart, that it's from a certain protein that certain people carry that is really good at delivering cholesterol, which isn't really good, but your body works overtime. And he says, if that's the case, we've got to get my cholesterol down to like 20 points below normal. So if normal's 40, they want it down to 20 in case I carry that protein. And it's a high probability that I do, considering the cholesterol issues that I have. Also a high probability that I eat like absolute shiznit. So there is that as well. All right, let's get up out of here. You know why it's a Friday? It's a I don't give an F Friday. Had to work 5 days this week. Had to work 2 days of the 4 days off last weekend. I am not feeling it. I'm excited to have two actual days off this weekend and have a better weekend than I had for Thanksgiving weekend. So hopefully you guys are getting your Christmas shopping on. Remember, you can always go to spyward.com. The 40% is gone, though. That ship has sailed. You can always use Fit10 at checkout and get that. And hopefully you guys get yourself some Wave Maxes. They are wonderful. I will talk to you guys again on Monday morning with another episode of Fat to Fit or Else. Have a great Christmassy time weekend.